we're not the church unless we have the presence of the Lord. You're just another group meeting on the weekends without the presence of God. You're just another building paying Cleveland Public Power a whole lot of money every weekend without the presence of God. But hear me, Church of Pentecost. We are the church of the living God, that hell itself cannot stand against us when we have the presence of the Lord among us. You're not just another church. You're not just another building. You are the church of the living God, as long as the living God is in this church. I know the presence of God is everywhere, but this passage, it refers to the manifest presence of God, to those special times when you walk into church and you walk out at the end of service and you know that you know that you know that you know God. God is here. When you walk in the building and some precious saint of God with silver hair is praying and lifting their voice and saying, God, we need your touch tonight. And some other young people lift their voice together in chorus with them and say, God, we need your touch. And you walk in the doors and you know that you know that you know God is here, because somebody got on their knees and said, we're here because you are here. The Israelites were on high alert. They just lost 3,000 of their friends, and they might be next. So they kept a very keen eye on Moses as he walked past their tents through the camp. And he walked into the tent of meeting where he could meet with God. God talked with Moses face to face like a man talks with a friend. And everybody saw the glory of God. When the glory of God fell, they fell on their faces and they worshiped. The presence of God turned sinners into worshipers. God's presence does that. He had their undivided attention, and Moses had his answer. He had talked with God, and God told him what to say, and now it was time to say it. So Moses stepped out of the tent and into the sunshine and started heading back toward the camp. But Joshua was missing. Joshua went into the tent with Moses. Joshua did not come back out of the tent with Moses. Joshua was still inside. Joshua was Moses' new assistant. So surely to be the main man's main man, Joshua's dad must have been a presbyter, a preacher, and his mom must have been a prayer warrior. Actually, Joshua's dad was a guy named Nun. Joshua's dad was just as unknown as Joshua was well known. We have no idea what Joshua's dad did. He may have been a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker. We have no idea what he did. But Joshua didn't care, and neither did God. Because Joshua realized the presence of God is not just for the blue bloods or the pedigreed or the royalty. The presence of God is for the hungry. If your family has been in church for decades, if they built the church in 1956 with their bare hands, the presence of God is for you. But if your parents don't believe in God and they fight you because you do, the presence of God is for you. That's good news, Joshua. Your call of God is not hinging on your parents' relationship with Him. It hinges on yours. So if nobody knows your name, but your God knows your name, and you've got a heart to serve Him, and you want to be used by God, you can be used by God. Just like Joshua was. Joshua walked into the tent. He walked into an encounter with Almighty God, and it was enough for him to ignore every other to-do on his list and just stay in the presence of the Lord. Something beat inside the heart of Joshua. It said, as long as God is here, I want to be here. I'm sure Joshua had things to do. You got to send in camp registration, got to sign up for a Bible club, got to get to choir practice, got to turn on the screen, got to type the lyrics for the screen, got to turn on the light. Got a lot of things to do. Got lima bean surprise simmering in the crock pot at home. He had a lot of things to do. But Joshua realized, I have nothing better to do and nowhere better to be than just to stay in the presence of the Lord. And that is why Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. It's okay. It's okay, Josh. Moses is gone. I know, but I really want to stay. Joshua, your parents have already left. They've gone home. Yeah, I know, but If it's all the same to you, I really just want to stay. Joshua, we're deciding between Taco Bell and Wendy's, and we're all tied, and you're the deciding vote. What's it going to be, Chili's or Chalupa? You call it. You know what? You guys go ahead. I'll catch up. All I know is God is here. God is speaking to me, and God is dealing with me, and God is reaching for me. And I don't want to go as long as I hear His voice and feel His touch. Until I have and I hear everything God has for me, I really just want to stay. I believe the Spirit is calling tonight. Wonder, where are the Joshuas? Where are the Joshuas of our generation who long to be in the presence of the Lord, where you're not in a hurry when you come to the altar? The altar is not just a quick stop on the way to the foyer, but the altar is a place where you come and say, God, I want to soak my soul in the presence of the Lord. Where are the Joshuas who long to stay? Where are the young men, the young women? Where are the Mimis and the Papas, the moms and the dads who just cherish times at the altar? Even if your pastor's gone, even if your parents are shaking hands, but God is still reaching for you and speaking to you, please, please don't leave. Please stay until you hear and have everything God has for you. In a generation of entrepreneurial go-getters who hear everybody screaming, go! I hear the Spirit tonight softly calling us to stay. I wasn't blessed to know the Roberts when they came here in 98. I was in my sophomore year of college, but Brother Roberts, I believe I know why you came. I believe you came to disciple a city who loves to stay in the presence of the Lord. You're here because God is here. There is a church here because there was a group of people here who decided, as long as God is here, I want to be here. They've never told me this, but I'm sure over 20 years there have been voices in their ear that have been calling for them to go make far better money doing something else. Far less stress, far more money, much less 24/7, a whole lot more 9-to-5. You could climb a corporate ladder. You could buy much nicer, bigger, newer, better stuff. And yet for 20 years, you've heard the call of God from heaven to your heart to stay. Not only in this city, but in His presence, because you realize what you need to lead the city of Cleveland can only be found when you and the church stay in the presence of God. You'll outgrow this building. You won't be here forever. You're going to outgrow this, the building, the parking, and all of that. But please, when you go from here, please learn how to stay. Don't outgrow the presence of the Lord. When you stay in His presence, He answers questions you've been asking, and He heals hurts you've been feeling, and He gives direction you've been seeking. There is salvation. There is divine calling if you are willing to stay in the presence of the Lord. Would you stand with me? When the glory of God fell on that little tent Moses made, everybody else stood right behind their welcome mat in their tent door, and they watched the presence of God. But Joshua was different from everybody else. At some point, I see Joshua go over to Moses, the man of God, and tug on his sleeve and say, Hey, Mr. Moses, I love your Mount Sinai stories. I love the miracles. I love the one about God carving two tables of stone with His own finger. But if it's okay with you, I don't just want to watch the presence of God fall for you. I want the presence of God to fall on me. I want some stories of my own. Pastor, I love the miracles you've told. I love the stories you've told about what God has done and the miracles God has worked. But I want to see the miracles He will work. So Joshua walked past everyone watching, and he walked with Moses into the tent, and he walked right into the heart of the presence of God. It is the will of God to call us away from just watching what happens and to walk up here to an altar into what is happening and into the presence of God. God is looking for young men. He's looking for young ladies. He's looking for moms and dads, young ladies and gentlemen, little guys. He's looking for little girls who are dissatisfied with hearing the stories of your pastors and elders, but there is a church that is hungry. I want some stories of my own. I want some miracles of my own. I want some presence of God moments of my own. I've heard about stories from my elders where they got on their knees. They lost track of time because God was speaking to them and they cared not for what time it was or where they were headed, what they had to do. I want some of those stories of my own. God dealt with me about this, and I'm calling for you, Joshua. God did not need a nation. He did not need a tribe. He didn't need a family. He just needed one Joshua, who said, I don't care who watches. I am walking into the presence of Almighty God. And when I get there, I am going to stay in the presence of the Lord. Would you lift your hands right now? God is dealing with somebody. God is dealing. I pray with a lot of somebodies, but if it's just one Joshua in this house, it could turn this entire church and city around. Lift your hands and call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Where are you, Joshua? It's time to walk into the presence of God. Where are you? This tent is open. The presence of God is falling. The glory of the Lord is falling right here at this altar. Is there a Joshua who says, I want to be in the presence of the Lord? I came tonight needing something from God, and I won't leave until I have it. I came tonight to get in the presence of the Lord, and I will stay
waiting for
until I hear Him tell me to go.